The software that we're working on quite hard right now is the machine vision software, which is being used for pest and disease detection. And we're starting off with citrus. We've developed, it's basically artificial intelligence type of applications. It's called artificial intelligence because it uses neural networks. And so that implies, you know, it's like a brain. And they have to be specifically trained for the object of interest. And in our case, we've successfully trained it to detect adult psyllids, which of course is important, and we want to use it for scouting, for automatic scouting, mostly by a robot. So we want to attach the system to robots that'll scout the grove, and especially our undercover screen protected citrus, the cup citrus, on a regular basis. Canker is the other one. It's still an important disease. We've successfully trained it to detect canker lesions on fruit and leaves in the grove, on the canopy. Those were the first two starting points. We also did the weed application, as I pointed out, nutsedge with vegetables. We want to further develop it to do a lot of the common pests and diseases of citrus, like the rust mites, the spider mites, and the thrips, so in even the smaller insects and arachnids. And that'll take some retooling. It'll probably be in the form of a type of a trap, because those organisms are so small, you would... a regular camera would struggle to identify them on a canopy. So in situ, you'd have to take them off the canopy, examine them. But we think we can automate that.
You mentioned a robot is used for the detection. Would there be any potential for using your cell phone integrated with this software to detect pests in the grove?
Yes, like I said, it depends on the size of the pest and disease. The smallest ones that I'm familiar with are the mites, of course. They're tiny, tiny. Psyllids are relatively easy. They're quite large. And then the thrips are tiny also. So for the larger the object of interest, the easier it would integrate with an iPhone, smartphone type of app. Because the camera there is what you get. It, you know, it's not a super sophisticated camera on a phone. But it would certainly do, I think you could use it for the canker if you get close enough. So it wouldn't be so good to detect the small lesions, but certainly if the user wants to get help from a digital assistant, like on an iPhone, because let's say the person is untrained in what canker really looks like, then this would be very valuable, I think, yes, because it could confirm. If you hold it up right close to the lesion, get a good close-up photo of it, it could definitely tell you that, yes, that's canker, or no, it's blight or something else.
How far away is this type of application from being in the grove?
It's close. I think because everybody's carrying iPhones around and smartphones around with them, you've already got the hardware. So, and you've got, including the camera. So you can already download artificial intelligence ID type software off the iPhone app shop. Most of them are for free to try out. And they identify, it's been pre-trained to identify everyday objects, including cars, sunglasses, to name a few, you know, anything, cups. So anybody interested in doing that, just try out those apps. And it's already reached that stage. I think as far as getting into agricultural applications, it just needs to be slightly modified and retrained for those actual objects of interest that we deal with in agriculture. So the app I'm talking about is called AlphaPick, and it's on the Apple iPhone. Alpha Pick.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.